This year's Republican presidential primary in Michigan differs from past editions. Officials moved the primary ahead in the election cycle, which violated the national GOP's rules. So Michigan Republicans will award some delegates to the primary winner and the rest at a state convention next month. The question is, which convention? The state GOP has split into two factions led by party chair Christina Caramo and former Congressman Pete Hoekstra. Each plans to hold separate conventions next month. The Republican National Committee recognizes Hoekstra's faction. Either way, the party's strategy for winning the primary and the White House continues to revolve around the same man it has for most of the past decade, former President Donald Trump. WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter has more.
Thank you. I love you too.
It's a recent rally filling an airport hangar in Waterford Township, and the presumed Republican nominee for president is on the attack. Donald Trump blasts the prosecutors and judges in the numerous trials against him, which he tells the crowd are really attempts to curtail their freedom. He calls his political opponents and the media bad names. And Trump claims millions of illegal immigrants are pouring across the nation's southern border, bent on taking good-paying jobs away from people in Michigan.
Even here in Oakland County, you're being overrun. And I will tell you, one man said, what are we going to do about it? We're going to have the largest deportation effort in the history of our country. We have no choice. We have no choice. We have no choice.
Trump does not mention that by many accounts he helped convince congressional Republicans to derail a bipartisan deal to better protect the southern border. Instead, he reserves particular disdain for the United Auto Workers Union, which endorsed his rival, President Joe Biden. Trump says the union's leaders sold members down the river, and Biden's push for electric vehicles will drive customers to lower-cost versions made in China, killing the U.S. auto industry in the process.
Crooked Joe has ordered a hit job on Michigan manufacturing with his insane electric vehicle mandate. Do the auto workers here, of which we have a lot, do you agree with that? There's the guy. Come on up here. Come here.
Thank you, President Trump. We got your back. The auto workers are going to support this guy like we did in 16, 20. We're going to do it again in 24.
But that worked out well. I met him backstage. I liked him. I said, what do you do? He said, I'm an auto worker. I said, that's too bad because you're not going to have a job in 2 years.
Even the head of the UAW acknowledges a significant portion of his membership support the billionaire businessman. Shortly before last year's strike against Detroit's big three automakers, workers like Johnny Bellamy said Trump's pledge to protect U.S. jobs outweighed any of the controversies he brought to the White House.
People get it twisted as far as his purpose and what he stood for. Of course, he's for the working class, for guys that's working, you know what I mean, middle class, people that's working and people that's trying to earn an honest living. If you just want to sit around and be lazy and all that, he's not for that. So I voted for him. I would vote for him again, to be honest with you.
Republican Party officials are banking on that kind of loyalty to steamroll Trump through the primary and into the general election. Oakland County GOP Chair Vance Patrick contends there's angst among Michigan voters over the current state of Bidenomics.
I'm in the construction business, and I'll tell you what, every single job site that I'm on, people are supporting Trump. They don't like where the economy is, the inflation. And I think people just realize that we were better off 4 years ago when Donald Trump was in office.
But it may prove harder for GOP officials to spread that message this year. Infighting among the top state Republican leaders has led to battles over who chairs the party and, Patrick says, a lack of campaign cash.
It takes money to run the party because you've got to buy literature. You've got to support your candidates. Commercials cost money. And there's a delicate balance, but fundraising and grassroots volunteers are what it's going to take to win Michigan over again.
Some longtime conservatives say the GOP might have to rely on county organizations because the state party is in such disarray it may be hard to repair.
At the moment, it's in ashes. It's been burned completely down. It's dead broke, doesn't really have a staff to speak of.
Nolan Finley is the editorial page editor for the Detroit News. He says Trump's campaign strategists, in particular, must plot their outreach to voters based on rallies and their own fundraising network, which Finley says is really nothing new.
There's a lot of the donor base in Michigan wouldn't support Trump anyway. Some of the establishment Republicans, if you want to call them that, a lot of the big money Republicans in this state either never worked with Trump or done with him. So I don't expect the Michigan Republican Party to be a huge factor in this election for anybody, let alone the top of the ticket.
Finley adds that both Republicans and Democrats have almost certain presidential nominees that could conceivably, at some point, be forced out of the race.
With Donald Trump, you never know what's next. So just on that sort of contingency factor that Donald Trump does self-destruct or the courts play a huge role in this, I mean, there's too much uncertainty ahead. I think both of these parties need to keep a plan B, if you will, in place.
But there's often a backlash facing those who even think of replacing Trump. His supporters successfully targeted current Michigan U.S. Senate candidate Peter Meyer when he was a GOP member of the House and voted to impeach Trump.
They got their revenge when I lost my primary. There are certainly some folks with very strong feelings, for sure. I've also found a surprising amount of support from some unexpected corners because they say, hey, I mean, the thing we loved about Donald Trump is that he's not afraid to be a bull in a china shop. He's somebody who says it like it is. He's not afraid to ruffle some feathers. And hey, you're kind of doing the same thing.
Yet down-ticket primary endorsements and the GOP itself now seem to hinge on the blessing of the 45th president of the United States.
Republican is mostly MAGA. MAGA.
Back at the airport hangar in Oakland County, Donald Trump is pushing for single-day voting on paper ballots, while continuing the false narrative that the 2020 election was rigged. Yet at the same time, Trump reminds the crowd they can cast ballots early in Michigan now, and says MAGA needs to be out in force, no matter how far ahead of his rivals' polls show he might be.
I mean, we got to get out and vote, and that includes in the primary. I mean, you don't have much of a primary here, I think, but you know what? It's important to send the Democrats a message. We got to send them a message for November. We have to let them know that a freight train is coming in November.
And at the moment, that strategy for Republicans heading towards the November general election seems clear. Get on board the Trump train or get run over. I'm Quinn Kleinfelter, WDET News.